Welcome to Design Downtime, the podcast where we celebrate the joys of living a balanced creative life. I'm your host, Guy Siegel, a design director in Toronto, Canada, and I invite you to join me on this journey as we redefine what it means to be a successful design professional. Let's break free from the shackles of hustle culture and embrace the full spectrum of human experience, because life is too precious to be spent only in pursuit of productivity. Today, I'm delighted to be talking with Noelle Lansford. Noelle is a digital product designer and design systems enthusiast. She is passionate about bridging gaps on multidisciplinary teams from ideation to build processes. She works on AI design standards and patterns at Nationwide Insurance. In previous roles, Noelle has led design systems everywhere from a Fortune 500 SaaS company to a Series A startup. Noelle is passionate about learning and coaching others on their journey into tech. After teaching and writing web design courses for her alma mater, Noelle has become a presenter and thought leader in the design systems community. Noelle lives in Columbus, Ohio with her husband and bearded dragon, where she enjoys exploring the city and the outdoors. Outside of work, Noelle has rekindled her high school passion for theater in the Columbus scene, meeting new people both on stage and behind the curtain. Noelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited to have you. And today you want to talk about theater and more specifically, local theater.
Yes. Yeah. I am not a professional actor, so it is local theater, but the local theater scene is so fun and full of so many talented people that, you know, we all somehow have full-time jobs and find time for theater. So it's been really fun. Yeah. Started out doing that in high school and trying to pick it back up as an adult. So it's been an interesting journey.
That's really cool. So you say you started in high school. How did that happen?
So there was a cool community theater growing up. I grew up in around Dayton, Ohio. And so there was a cool thing there where a bunch of kind of just like local kids would get together and do theater together. So it wasn't through a school or anything. And in fact, the fun part about it is all of us were homeschooled. So it was like our outlet for doing theater because we didn't have, you know, like a school facility to do that. But there was this really cool historic theater building that they would let us use. And so we would put together some pretty fun shows. And, you know, we really had a great group of talented kids that would show up. And we had some really great directors, both music, choreographers, you know, acting directors. It was really a great time. It's actually where I met my husband now, as we met in high school theater at that really fun historic theater. So yeah, there's a lot of memories there for sure. Our friends now all make fun of us because none of us can shut up about how fun it used to be. No surprise that I wanted to kind of keep doing it as an adult. But yeah, I kind of had to take a break when I was in college and the first couple years out of college because of, you know, moving around a lot, not really being sure of, you know, where my community was going to be. And yeah, since we've been in Columbus for a couple years now, it's felt like, okay, I feel like I could commit to that again.
So back in those high school days, when you're doing theater, what were you specifically doing in the theater?
So I love musicals. Musicals are my favorite kind of thing to do. And so in high school theater, I was doing acting and, you know, singing, dancing. I love musicals that have tap dance routines. And so both of the plays that I did in high school were like heavy tap dance routines. So Mary Poppins was really fun. I got to be a chimney sweep, you know, jumping off of things, and tap shoes is always it's always a challenge. And then I kept jumping off of things in tap shoes for Singing in the Rain, which is where I ended up meeting my husband and some of my really good lifelong friends that have all also migrated to Columbus, which is like an hour out of Dayton, Ohio. And so, yeah, we all did the singing, the dancing, and it was really fun because it gave us a lot of time to do it. And that's what I think I kind of miss about high school theater is you had a whole year to prepare for a show and kind of obsess over the details. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I did in high school theater is I really took the time to obsess over those details. I was, you know, fortunate enough that I could take voice lessons and things like that to really try to hone my craft at that time. I got a little obsessive with it. So I don't know. I enjoyed that.
That's awesome. What were some of the memorable productions you put on back then?
In high school, oddly enough, I only did those two plays because they did take a whole year to put on. And so I did it, you know, my last 2 years of high school. So Mary Poppins and Singing in the Rain. And so I do have a soft spot for kind of those like classic stories that have, you know, like the classic theatrical style songs, things like that. And so my most memorable role was my last year doing it, where I got to be, you know, Kathy Seldon in Singing in the Rain. She's the main female lead, along with my husband, who played Cosmo Brown. So he's kind of like the comic relief guy. And then my other two great friends played, you know, the other leading parts. So we just had a blast doing that. And so I think that will probably always be my favorite play. You can't really top like meeting your spouse in a play. So it'd probably be wrong to have another favorite. But no, we look back with some fond memories there. And I just love what goes into putting on, you know, plays. Like the costuming was really fun with that, because we didn't really have the budget from the theater side to like have them produce all of our costumes for us. It was like you had to go hunting. So there was like thrifting involved, altering things yourself, finding these historically accurate pieces, or like, you know, for Mary Poppins, you were trying to find these like dreamier costumes and like, how do you put that together? So I don't know. It was just like all encompassing, able to obsess over every little detail. And, you know, even when playing ensemble in Mary Poppins, where you're a chimney sweep and things like that, being able to build those background scenes was really fun. Of like, yeah, I want my chimney sweep to have, you know, like this little flavor, like when I put on this kind of makeup, you know, you're doing your own makeup, you're learning how to do stage makeup at the same time. Also having control over some of your costuming choices like that, you get to create a uniformity, but then also still have those little touches of like each person is different and, you know, put their own twist on everything.
So it sounds like you did everything. You not only did the acting and the dancing, but you also did your own makeup, your own wardrobe, your own, I'm assuming, set design, stage direction and all that. Who directed the whole thing?
There's a family that started the theater. The mom that started it really wanted to find an opportunity for her daughter to do theater. And this was, you know, before I had joined it. And so she had founded that theater just to give homeschool kids that outlet to explore theater. Since, you know, the public school kids had it, you know, we're all like looking over the fence like, oh man, I want to do theater. but yeah, so she started it as a kind of an outlet for her daughter. And I honestly don't know what her background was. She was just really good at directing. And then her daughter grew up and took over the directing because her daughter loved it so much and was just like, you know, I want to see this keep going. So she kind of took ownership of it. But both the mother and the daughter were still very involved. The mother ended up kind of conducting the orchestra. We had a live band too, which was really fun, like a full, full thing. Yeah, it was just put on by people in the community that, you know, really have this affinity for local theater. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into it with the, you know, that specific theater that it started in. There's just so much like history in that building and things like that. Now I know they've moved since then, since I've graduated, but I know that there is still that little soft spot in there for the old wooden seats. And, you know, it's all slanted, so they'd always have us, you know, at some point enter in the aisles and things like that. And, you know, in your tap shoes on the tile floor, you try not to slide down the down the incline there. I don't know, it's just something about that time and everybody being involved. It was really, there's a lot of sentiment there, even just in the community itself. People remember it, you know, like still people in that area that'll come up to me and talk to me about the shows that I was in. I remember that, you know, like people would show up and it was special for everyone.
So in high school, you said each year was one production that you were focusing on. How many actual shows did you put on?
So for me, I just did two because I joined kind of late in high school. It was just my last 2 years. I had, oddly enough, grown up going to those shows. Like I mentioned, it was kind of like a bigger community event. Like a lot of people knew about it. I grew up going to those shows long before I was in high school. And I was always like kind of wished I was a part of it. The year that I thought I was going to join earlier, I actually ended up getting really sick. So it kind of prevented me from joining as early as I would have liked. And so after my recovery, I finally convinced my mom, like, hey, I really want to do this. So yeah, I was lucky enough to get to be a part of those two productions for those 2 years. And yeah, I had a blast.
So that was your high school. Did that make you consider continuing into the theater arts in some capacity after high school?
Absolutely. I really thought about going to school for theater for college. I was in between design and theater, and I wasn't really necessarily outstanding at being in theater. I was able to like land a main role and things like that. But in the grand scheme of like how competitive professional theater is, I kind of thought to myself, like, yeah, and it's funny too, because design can be competitive. So I was just looking at these two things, like, you know, which one is the more practical choice? Because that's, you know, the way that my brain works. So that's how I kind of narrowed it down. I was like, I think I can do design. And then, you know, there's a whole story of how I got into design. But yeah, I was convinced I wanted to keep a theater minor. And I was like, oh yeah, I could do that. So I actually started getting a theater minor in college. And I was continuing my voice lessons through college and was doing college choir, things like that. Took some acting classes at the college level. But I was finding that in order for me to, you know, afford to do the things that I needed to do, I wasn't going to be able to commit to the showtimes. Like, to be a theater, like, it is every single night, you know, and on top of me in college having like around 4 jobs. And so, yeah, I ended up dropping the theater minor as well. But so, yeah, I never did a college level production, which is kind of crazy to me because I really thought that I wanted to do that. I went to almost all the shows that were put on in my school. You know, I would like usher and things like that. I was a part of some theater student projects. So that was kind of my outlet. Was there were broadcasting majors that had to do like video projects, and there were theater majors that had to do directing projects. And so that was kind of my out in college, was participating in those student led activities where they just were like, hey, we need an actor real quick. And I'd be like, okay, cool. You know, I'll be in your, you know, student commercial or whatever. So I think there's still like, or at least last year, I heard somebody said my face is still playing in like a broadcasting class from a student project or something. That was kind of fun to be encapsulated in that way. But yeah, I kind of had to let that go. And that was pretty disappointing for me.
So when is the next time you're going back to the theater?
It really wasn't until I moved to Columbus, Ohio. So that's, you know, again, an hour away. And going through college, I had to take that break. And then it really took my all to establish my career in design. And so I do appreciate the premise of this podcast, because in those first couple of years of establishing myself in design, I didn't really have time to do anything else that I enjoyed. And so, yeah, it wasn't until moving to Columbus, probably about, I think it's been 2 years now, that, you know, last year, a year into kind of being here, I was like, I think it's time to do a show, you know? And so I didn't have any idea of how to actually, you know, enter into a local community again, because, you know, growing up, I just knew that one theater and I was like, I could do that. I want to do that. I just knew the one that I wanted. You know, I had my sights set, but Columbus has a really rich scene of local theater companies, and I made the mistake of picking the one with the best SEO first, which also meant that it was going to be the highest bar because they had, you know, this bigger marketing budget. And so I just, you know, waltzed right into my first audition, realized it was like a paid actors guild type thing. And I was like, oh no, like, this is not where I should start entering into this again. Cause, you know, I had, you know, dropped voice lessons. I hadn't danced in years, all these things. And so I started in the wrong spot, but I eventually just kept auditioning at different companies, trying to get a feel for it, showing up to like local events, things like that. And yeah, I finally, you know, landed ensemble in a show that was really fun. It was like a 70s, it was called Disaster. It's a 70s jukebox musical where, you know, you're on a sinking ship. Everybody is dying to like these awesome 70s songs. And it's just really funny and ridiculous. So yeah, that was the first show I had done since high school, was that really crazy show.
What was that initial audition you went for?
So it was actually for like a whole season. So the way that company does it is they hold one audition time a year, but it's for the span of four shows that they put on in that year. And so it's actually really cool. They, you know, so I had in that kind of set of four, there was a show they were going to put on, like Dolly Parton 9 to 5, that production. And I was like, oh yeah, I want to do that. So I did audition for that, and they actually were potentially interested in me doing one of their other shows in the four, but I'd like had not mentally prepared to answer that question. It was just like, I don't know, probably not. Probably not. And yeah, there was a whole other like string of issues where like I couldn't hear the piano because like it was really quiet. And so I was like messing up my whole audition. And I just walked out. I was like, what was that? You know, and then you hear like the people going in before you and you're like, oh no, like they went to college for this. Like they're classically trained. This is not going to be good for me. But, you know, I think eventually maybe I could get to a spot where like I could, you know, land a small role in a play like that. I think that would be a lot of fun, but I definitely wasn't comfortable enough to start there or even like have a conversation about it.
When did you start feeling comfortable?
I think I'm still pretty uncomfortable, to be honest. I think because I had the time in high school to obsess over every single detail, it's been hard for me to let that go as an adult because I just don't have the time to obsess over it to the degree that I was able to in high school. I have picked back up voice lessons, and that has been huge for me because it was that nagging feeling of learning a new skill and knowing that, like, you're getting worse at it. And so it's just nice to have like somebody to talk through with that and coach on that. I'm also like picking back up some dance lessons, which I actually never did before. All of the dance that I have is from choreography and from like recreational dance. Like there's a couple swing dance clubs and things like that that I was a part of in college, but no formal training really in dance. And the local scene here is rich enough that you do have people coming into local theater with this really robust background of like doing five shows a year. Sometimes people are, you know, that committed to it, or they're starting to get agents and things like that, even for the local shows. For me, it was just like, this is just something that I enjoy, something that I get a lot of fun out of for myself. And so I mainly just want to be in the shows. So picking back up those skills has been part of me trying to get comfortable again. The other piece that has been helping me a lot is actually doing a lot of backstage work, which is new to me in this capacity. So from that first show that I was in, you know, I did help with the set builds and things like that. They did provide the costumes, so like I didn't have to do that. They also had like a person in charge of wigs and things like that. So, you know, a little bit more of a budget there, you know, some marketing budget, thing like that is cool. You know, you get an actor's stipend. It's not a whole lot, but it makes you kind of feel cool. You're like, yeah, I'm a paid actor. No big deal. But yeah, after that initial show, I was invited to be an assistant stage manager for another show in that same company. And so I did that. And that was really helpful for me to just understand where, like how people organize shows, right? And like what people expect kind of at this level of like, one big difference was we always practiced in the theater that we were going to perform in. Like that was kind of what we did in high school. We just had that theater, but like learning how to take a show from a practice space into the theater space and how you like make transitions like that, how you do like these scene transitions, and how you kind of do some choreography backstage on like getting people in the right spaces at the right time. That's been really helpful for me to feel confident as an actor and walking into auditions to just like fundamentally know how that operates.
Where do you enjoy being more? Is it on stage or behind the scenes?
I like both a lot for different reasons. And kind of what I've come to the conclusion of for myself is it really depends on where I put my mentality at the beginning of a show. If I walked in and was like, I really want to be on stage, I probably wouldn't enjoy the backstage of that show very much. But if I walked into that show being like, I want to be backstage on this show, I'm not going to be thinking about, oh, I wish I was on the stage, you know, in the show. So yeah, I've kind of made a rule for myself of like, if I audition for something, I probably won't do backstage. But, you know, if I do backstage, I'm not going to audition either. So it's kind of a split thing for me. I do love just like wearing a headset, rocking curtain, rocking the scene changes, things like that. It's a lot of fun helping people with the quick changes and things like that. There's a lot of fun on both sides, right? Like, it's fun being the person doing a 2-second quick change. It's also fun helping the person get there and like feel like, you know, you get to watch all the explosive things happen backstage and then the calm that's in the scene. And there's a fun in kind of facilitating all of that.
What has been the biggest challenge for you so far, or the scariest thing you had to do?
That's a good question. There's always like a sketchy piece of set, no matter which play that I've been in. Like, there's always one piece of set that you're like, is that going to fall on someone? You know, and that's part of my job as backstage is making sure that all the actors are safe. But like this last show that I was a part of backstage, there was this rickety ladder. And like, I was just always holding my breath because there was an actor that like had to climb to the top of it several scenes. And it would just like, you know, and I would do things in between shows, like to make sure that it was more stable, you know, like I would go back through and reinforce all of our set piece. But yeah, there's always just those couple things that just like make you hold your breath, which is funny to me, because as an actor, I tend to be reckless with set pieces like that, where I'm like, I'm invincible. I'm not going to die if I stand on this. But as somebody that's watching it happen backstage, I'm like, don't I? So there's like things like that that are scary. But I think like on another level, what's been scary for me is just like not being perfect at things that I do. Like that's just a problem that I have within design and with theater, is I really care about creating experiences for people. That's probably why I thought about doing theater and why I also really enjoy, you know, the work that I do professionally. And I care a lot about if that experience doesn't go exactly the way that I want it to. And I think the scariest thing for me is just like, and the thrill of it really is, it's okay because people are just going to have the experience that they're going to have. You know, like there's no pushing back the launch date. The show just happens. It's going to be what it is. And so I think there's some scariness in that, but also like a lot of freedom and fun and excitement in that.
Theater was what brought you and your husband together back in high school.
Yeah.
Is your husband still involved in theater with you now?
So the first show that I did after high school, that 70s show that was, you know, crazy, I convinced him to be in it, but he actually never auditioned for it. So what happened was, like, we had some, like, I got cast in the show, and then we had a couple male ensemble members drop out of the show, and they were like, we really need somebody, like, does anybody know anybody that can, you know, sing and dance even, like, a little bit, you know, like, they were kind of panicking, and I was like, I know a guy, let me see if he'll do it. And so, you know, I convinced him to do it. And I'm really glad that I did. And I think he is too. He had a lot of fun. Some of his highlights in the show was like, he got to be like eaten by piranhas and like all these just goofy things that like the ensemble would get to do. But him and I were able to be dance partners for a couple scenes. And that was really fun because we did swing dance together in college. So it was kind of natural. And like, we were able to do like some of the more extreme stunts with the dance scenes because we're really comfortable, you know, being dance partners. And, you know, like if he drops me, it's appropriate for me to like be mad at him forever. And so we had a lot of fun kind of picking that back up and like remembering like, oh yeah, this is fun. This is like, you know, kind of like when we were in high school. And it's always fun because like, yeah, like I got to do his stage makeup for the show and things like that. That just make it like a little bit more fun. And luckily everybody there was like super supportive of it. And they were, you know, really excited that a husband-wife duo was there. And so, yeah, it just made it a lot more fun. And honestly, it made me a lot more comfortable trying it out again, because I knew I had somebody that knew where I was coming from there with me for the first show. And yeah, it just made it more fun, more special.
So I'm assuming that you also go and watch other theater companies and other productions.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, I'm really bad at watching other shows. I do, because like I know the people that are in it now, and I'm like, oh, I want to go see so-and-so in this show. But I don't really like look for titles of shows. Like a lot of people that I perform with or work backstage with, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I could rattle off, you know, 20 shows right now that I want to go see because it's my favorite show. And I'm just like, I don't really, like, I love being in theater, but I don't like watch it when I'm not in it. It's kind of that thing where it's like I'm obsessed with it when it's right in front of my face. But otherwise, it's like, yeah, like I don't spend, you know, all my time kind of like watching Broadway shows and like knowing what they are. But when my friends are in them, I'm like, oh, I want to go see them then that. And then I'll, you know, get exposed to more shows that way. But yeah, it is funny. I'm not like, I'm not out here trying to just like consume all the shows that are playing.
When you go and you watch those shows, are you able to sort of disconnect and be a pure audience and not think about, I would have done that differently?
Yeah, that's a great question. I know that once you, like as an actor, I feel like most people can do that. Like most people that I talk to that primarily do acting, they're like, oh my gosh, it was so great. But the more you get into backstage, the less you hear that from people, the more they're like, oh, that set could have been, you know, done a little differently. Or I noticed that lighting cue or, you know, things like that. Or just like recognizing when you've messed up and like being able to identify at other places. Like the biggest thing for me now is curtain pulls, which I think is hilarious. This last show, there were so many curtain pulls, just like opening and closing the curtain at the right time, timing it with the music, opening it to the right cue marker, things like that, that I messed up, that now I feel like I can recognize it in other people. But it doesn't ruin shows for me. It does, like, I feel like I am able to sit and just enjoy, especially when I know the people in it. That makes it easier for me to not critique it, because I'm like, wow, they're doing such a great job. And like, I don't go into it with a critical mindset, really. And usually I'm just impressed because so many theater companies in this area just put on brilliant shows. And, you know, with either a little bit of resources or a lot of resources, they're all pulling really fantastic actors and set builders and backstage crews. So I'm usually pretty impressed.
Are there any roles in the theater that you want to try and tackle next, be it direction or set design or lighting design?
Ooh, this is a dangerous question for me to answer on a podcast, because if anybody that is in the theater scene hears it, they're probably going to recruit for it. But lighting does sound interesting to me, and there's not a lot of people that want to do lighting design. So there's like probably like only three people that I know. I'm sure there's more, but there's three people that I see pretty consistently that show up for lighting, and they're always looking for more people. So I feel like that would be a fun next thing to try and do. My husband is also into production, and so he in college got the opportunity to like learn camera operation for like professional events and like lighting for stage design, less theater stage design, but like event stage design and things like that. And so he also has a lot of those resources too, and so we've both been kind of like eyeing the lighting part of theater a little bit.
Noelle, where can people find you?
I am a little hard to find. I have kind of removed myself from most social media, but I love when people reach out to me on LinkedIn. So you can find me there. I will message you back. And the other spot is just my website, which is noellelansford.com. If you want to see any of my work professionally or any of my opinion articles, things like that, that I've written, they're over there. So those are my two places you can find me. And there's a contact form there if you want to use it too. It gets to my email.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah. Thank you, Guy. This has been really fun. Thanks for letting me talk about, nerd out about theater.
This is all for this episode of Design Downtime. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, I hope you enjoy your downtime.